This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is likely to be arraigned before long following Thursday's indictment by a grand jury in New York on charges related to paying off a porn star during his 2016 presidential run. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman says Trump will likely attempt to use his arraignment to his advantage.
It is also very, very likely that the former president, with an attorney at his side, will probably want to address the media. There is absolutely no doubt that Trump is going to try to use all of this to what he sees as his political advantage and press his case that this is all political. And as he has said and in an initial statement after word came of the indictment, as he predicts that this will backfire on President Joe Biden.
Trump's lawyer said the former president will likely be arraigned sometime early next week. CNN reported that the former president has been charged with more than 30 counts. VOA could not confirm that report. Indian officials said Friday at least 35 people fell through a well to their deaths, and 16 others were injured when the cover of the well collapsed in a temple complex in Indore in Pradesh State. One person remains unaccounted for. The well had not been used for many years. Dozens of workers, emergency workers, including army personnel, were called in to the site where worshippers had been celebrating a festival for the deity Rama. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Nairobi faced another day of anti-government protests called by opposition leader Raila Odinga, who is accusing the president, William Ruto, of stealing last year's election and failing to control the surging cost of living. Ruto says all Kenyans must obey the law and has pledged to take action against what he calls criminal activity. The White House is condemning the arrest of an American journalist who has been arrested and detained in Russia on spy charges. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The State Department says it's been in contact with the Russian government, while National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says
targeting of American citizens by the Russian government is absolutely completely unacceptable.
Evan Gershkovich works for the Wall Street Journal. Russian security officials say he was arrested in the Ural Mountains trying to obtain classified information about a military complex. The KGB alleges he was acting on instructions from the U.S. government.
Sadly, this is not a new tactic for Mr. Putin and for Russian officials.
The White House says the administration's been in contact with Gerkovich's family. This is the first time since the mid-80s a U.S. correspondent has been jailed on spying charges by Russia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged continuing cooperation with Tanzania as she met with the country's president, the only female head of state in Africa, in the middle of her first official visit to the continent. Tanzania's president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, took office when former President John Magufuli died in 2021. She is credited for rolling back some of his unpopular policies, including resistance to the COVID-19 vaccinations. The United States will provide $560 million in bilateral assistance to Tanzania during the next fiscal year. And Senegal's top opposition leader has been given a two-month suspended sentence after being found guilty of libel. Ousmane Sonko, Thursday convicted of spreading false statements, and will have to pay about $330,000 to the Minister of Tourism, who accused the politician of defamation and public insult. Sonko had alleged the minister stole $47 million from a government agency. Sonko did not attend the hearing on Thursday. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.